from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do that.
Because then it forces you to understand, like, treat people the right way. Don't be a jerk. And yeah. I'm watching these Chipotle videos where people pull out the phone and they're like, more chicken, more rice, more this. And it's like,
don't understand is when they get trained, you're taught to only put in certain portions of the meat. You can't be giving everybody stack burritos
because
you got to pay for the stuff. 415, extend the mobile text line. No, from SF. Giants talk. Trust me. The Giants are a boring team. Trust me. We got to talk about them. But you've proven the audience that the Giants are boring. So we're pivoting. We're pivoting to something that's juicier. Juicier. By the way, 95.7 game is jacked up this week. Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10. Morning Rose from 10 to 2. Steiny Good from 2 to 6. Presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Phil and Joe, we're going to get to you in just a second because Shab Sharania this morning, as we're walking into the studio, it was about 8:30. Shab's writes, as NBA franchises progress into the full week of Las Vegas Summer League at Thomas & Mack and Cox Pavilion, team officials are spending time watching their respective squads, scouting players, and monitoring the league's landscape as rosters round out. The major free agents have been signed, and a remaining tier of available players are resolving their next steps. But larger offseason issues are still outstanding. For the past several weeks, all eyes have been on the Utah Jazz and Lowry marketed. The Jazz have operated in concurrent lanes with marketed's future, open to listening to trade offers from serious suitors while maintaining interest in keeping him as a franchise centerpiece. And we all know he's eligible for an extension August 6th. The Jazz are in a rebuild, so rival teams have wondered about marketing's fit moving forward. Now, Utah officials wanted to keep the 2023 All-Star and Most Improved Player unless a team truly wows it with an offer. And that's where the Golden State Warriors come into play, Shasky. The Golden State Warriors have been the most engaged team for marketing in recent weeks. At least sources tell The Athletic they have discussed a proposal around Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, multiple pick swaps, and multiple second-round picks. The Jazz, however, have asked for the bulk of young talent and capital the Warriors possess, including Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, who has seen courtside the last two nights of Summer League for the Golden State Warriors, and Brandon Podziemski, who messed around and nearly dropped a triple-double yesterday in Summer League, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for Golden State League, sources says. So, with that said, Danny Ainge of the Utah Jazz, who we all identified a month ago, Chasky, as a guy who would not be easy to deal with, apparently wants Moody, Kuminga, Podziemski, along with all these picks.
So I'm making this very clear. So this is all I want to make. You're saying Golden State would land Markkanen. Utah is demanding, asking, however you want to put it,
according to Shams,
Moody, Kuminga, and Pods.
Yep.
Multiple firsts.
Yep.
Multiple pick swaps.
Yep.
I mean, I was born, you know, a while ago, but not yesterday. What?
Danny Ainge doesn't think that.
This is an overpay of all overpays.
I agree.
I mean, Herschel Walker on line two. I mean, geez, Louise, what are we doing? Like, he's a good player. Like, right. I want to make that very clear. Markkanen's a very good player. Pods and Kuminga and Moody? Like, and Moody's Moody. Not getting you Markkanen. We all acknowledge that.
Right? No.
Like, and Moody might develop into something. Unlikely, but
this is Moses
he might
Moody.
Develop into something that's wanted. Are we sure it's Kuminga and Pods combined with Moody?
That's what Shobbs is reporting.
So is that a non-starter for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me because this is Danny Ainge we're dealing with here. Danny Ainge is not settling for a couple picks and like Chris Paul or Andrew Wiggins when Chris Paul was around. I always thought Danny Ainge will try to gut your roster and take your picks. And he's going to try to sell, high for Lowry Markkanen. And I don't even know if Lowry's that good. Is he that good enough to change? Like, this is a package to me where it's like, am I getting Giannis? Am I getting Embiid?
Well,
am I getting a big boy? Is Lowry that much of a big boy to trade Kuminga, Pods, and Moses Moody? Or, as Warrior fans, are we overrating Brandon Podziemski?
Or Kuminga? I do find it odd, the infatuation with Pods. I think he's a good player. And look, at one point in time, if you would have said, Joe, what exactly do you think Steph, right?
But
there was a point in time where we all didn't know what Steph would develop into. And someone's driving around like, I knew he'd be. No, you didn't.
You're lying.
Trust me. Yeah.
Nobody knew that.
Like, no one did. We all loved Monte. It was pretty unanimous. All right. Now, I think it was a little more split on the Clay for Kevin Love deal. Like, that felt a little more even. Nobody thought Steph would develop. He's the outlier of outliers. That being said, like, what is, like, that's why I asked you last week, like, what is Podziemski's ceiling? Like, what position is he?
He's a combo guard.
Okay.
And he's a baller. He's going to have the ball in his hands. Okay. He can play, and it looks like he's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's trying to work off playing off the ball.
A scrappy hustler guy?
Scrappy hustler guy, but what else is he? I don't know what else he is.
So, like Steph Curry.
He's working on getting stronger, right? You see the dunk yesterday. He's working on his jump shot. He's working on taking care of the basketball. Ideally, on this team, I see him running the second unit, but we had him on Friday. And I asked him, I said, what's more important to a player? Is it finishing or starting? He's like, I want to finish games.
Yeah, okay.
So, if you're in that final five lineup, I don't think so.
Okay, is he an elite passer?
I think he's a very good passer.
Okay, good.
Good. Can he be elite? Maybe.
Okay.
It's only been 1 year.
Is he an elite? Any level scorer?
How about this? I'll say this.
Because Steph, I can hang like, he's such an outlier. Right. He was one of the greatest shooters. Even early on, he thought, wow, this guy could shoot.
Right.
We didn't know he'd develop his entire all-around game. But he had that one singular defining skill set.
I think Pods is a really good passer. He's a really good rebounder for his size. His IQ, I think he has a really good IQ.
He's also 20.
He's 20 years. He's very young. He's very young. So I don't know what his ceiling is. Like, if you ask me right now, who's got a better ceiling or a bigger ceiling, Kuminga or Pods? I would probably say Kuminga.
Why?
But Pods,
why do you say that?
Because 6'8", wing defender. We know everybody wants a wing defender. Has a potential to be a really good two-way player. Can get you to the free throw line. Yeah. Can make things happen. Can wreck a game, right? It's a game changer. Pods, is he a game changer? Athlete. I don't know. Elite athlete. You got to have athletes. Is Pods an elite athlete? Not yet. KDB, I don't know. But to me, this trade is way too. When you add in Pods, Kuminga, and Moody, and the picks, yeah, that's a little much. For Lowry marketing? Like, if they make this move right now, Shasky, how much better are the Warriors?
Well, my next question would be, where are you going to get any, like, good value of players making very little to help contribute? We find year after year, you got to have some depth.
Right.
No one's saying you got to be 10 deep.
Right.
But you can't be 3 deep.
No, you can't be 3 deep.
I mean, you can't just roll in like, okay, we're going to have, basically, you're going to have the bag man, a.k.a. Wiggins, right? And I mean brown bag over the face man, because I don't know whether he's going to actually show up or not. And then you got marketing. What? You trust him?
I've kind of leaned towards trusting him again. I feel like Wiggins may have a... I'm a sucker for it. I think Wiggins going to be all right.
I mean, is Wiggins wearing the brown bag or are the fans watching him put his brown bag?
That's a great question. I mean, what are we doing?
I did see a funny
like, I love how we get removed and we talk ourselves into like, Wiggins could come back around.
Hey,
no, he's not.
We just did an hour and a half.
You were lucky to get 2 months out of him.
We just did an hour and a half on Giants baseball. We've talked ourselves into them maybe competing. 510-Xfinity Mobile text line. Tell Age it's Dunleavy, not Mike Ditka. Obviously, Mike Ditka trading everything for Ricky Williams.
That's a good call.
Let's get to the Lions, Chad. I want to get to the Lions, man. This is what they do on Stine Go. I know that. They take a lot of calls. So let's take some calls. Phil in San Francisco.
Hey, Phil.
Phil, what's happening, man? Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Phil?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Yeah, just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on this possible trade. That is very demanding. If that is what they reportedly want in exchange for marketing, I mean that's way too much.
That's what I'm saying.
And as far as giving up future draft picks, the Warriors have sort of prided themselves in recent years of drafting well. You know, drafting a lot of good players that turned out great, starting with Stephen Curry. So I wouldn't, you know, I'd be kind of foolish to do that. And to give up Pajemski in addition to Kuminga and Moody, I mean, that would be a mistake as well, I think.
What do you think, Phil, about, Phil, real quick, what do you think about Pajemski? Shasky just asked me
his
ceiling,
like
and
lot.
I really don't know. He's only 20 years old. He's a good player.
You know, X-factor kind of player, you know, that... He could put up numbers for you. It's just not going to be, Tracy McGrady like numbers, you know, right. Something like that. You know, he's his own sort of player. He's a team player. He's a right. Smart player. He's an intelligent player.
He feels like a winning player, hard. Right?
He feels like a Dante DiVincenzo type of a player.
I'm not mad at
that. I would love to have him on my team. I just don't know what the, like, I don't know where right. He slots as a starter. Do you get where I'm going?
I get where you're going, Shasky.
Phil, good call, Phil. Let's go to Joe at Burbank. Joe, what's happening, man? You're on Steiny hey, Guru guys. Slash the Roast. What's up, Joe?
What's up, dog?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm with the fans. That's way too much for marketing. If you're going to overpay and you're going to give that much up, geez, you could have went. First of all, I don't think marketing is that good. But if you're going to give that much up, you should have went up. You should have tried to get in on the Mikal Bridges deal.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think marketing. His stats are inflated. He's on a team that you know that. So sure, his stats are going to look good. He was on Utah, but I'm just not really big on that. And the other reason that Utah I didn't think they wanted. Kuminga because I didn't think they wanted Kuminga's salary. And I think if that's true, we don't know what to believe. But if you're looking at that they want Moody and they want Pods, that's because they don't want salary. And, you know, he's good insane. Point. He asked, I wanted to ask you guys one thing. When you're thinking of all these trades, and maybe I'm missing something, but the thing is, you know, I'm looking at the roster right now, and what I don't understand is just looking at what we have, I think we have a really good team, and I think that it can be better than a lot of people think. Because, first of all, between Steph, Wiggins, and Kuminga, I think you should have enough offense there with Steph Wiggins and Kuminga. And the other thing is, and then you add Draymond and TJD, that's a good starting lineup. And think of about that bench that you would have. You got Pods and Moody and Anderson, Melton, Buddy Hield coming off the bench. Joe. Not to mention if you end up, you know, so I don't know. I just don't do it. Don't give up all those draft picks. There's aprons now, and you can need draft picks to keep your salary down.
That might be the call of the week, Joe. And already, you made a lot of sense. I just started doing the math in my head. We were talking about aggregates, right? You were talking about aggregates last week. And he brought up Kuminga, Wiggins. And then you throw in Steph Curry. Telling me you can't get 60 points between the three of them?
No, you should.
Right? You should, right?
You should.
Consistently.
Yeah.
You would hope so. Steph gets his 26, 25. We could say gets his 15, 17. Because I don't believe he's going to come in and average 13 if they bring him back. Hell, they may still be trying to trade him. We have no idea.
I think Kuminga is going to average 22 a game.
There you go. Kuminga averaged
22 a game.
I'm there. I think there's another week.
And you know what? Hold me accountable to that.
Well, no, I'm
dying on the Kuminga hill.
No, well, Bob, I'm glad you are. I'm glad you're on my hill.
Well, it's Bob's me and you. It's like glory.
You know what, though? I think, honestly, you and I have been the biggest Kuminga fans at the station in this market. Yeah. I'm not wavering off the guy. I know what I saw last year when he went to the media and said, I need to get out of here. And then he went out there and he backed up. What he said to Shams Charania, whatever he told his agent, and he went into that meeting with Steve Kerr, got the haircut. And he balled out those 37 games. He balled the hell out and averaged nearly 20 games. So I could see 22. So that's 60 to 65 points a game right there with just those three players. TJD, can he get you 8 to 10? Can Draymond get you 8 to 10? Where's Kyle Anderson? Where's Buddy? Where's DeAnthony Melton?
Buddy. I keep forgetting about Buddy.
Pods.
So here's the thing that I
so I'm kind of, real quick, sorry,
yeah,
to cut you off.
Yeah.
Just, I'm kind of with Joe at Burbank. If you don't make this trade, like if you make the trade for marketing, I don't know how much better it makes you. I think with this current roster right now, you're as good as you would be with Lowry marketed by giving up all those assets.
Well, and you're gutting what would be the rest of your bench for next year, and it's really late in the process. Who are you signing
right to
replace some of these spots?
Right. There's not a lot out there.
There's nothing out there.
Love me. Who's the remaining free agent? So I want you to look that up.
If Utah wants Kuminga and Pods, right? Doesn't that kind of tell you those two are coveted? If Danny Ainge wants those two, why would I give up those two making what they're making at the age of where they're at when I know that he's going to pay Kuminga? Like, if they're acquiring Kuminga, they're probably paying him. That's what the GM on the receiving end is thinking. They're not going to, like, let him go through it. This to me feels like an egregious overpay.
It does. It really does. I'm with you there. 888-957-9570. The latest from Shams Charania is saying that he's hearing that the Jazz are still interested in possibly trading Markkanen. And the Warriors have been the most engaged team for Lowry Markkanen. I don't know, the Warriors really like Lowry. They really do. But the Jazz have asked for Pods, Moody, and Kuminga, along with picks, which has been a non-starter thus far for the Golden State Warriors.
So I got some lists here, guys. We got Tyus Jones still available. He's kind of like the top guy
backup
right now.
Point guard. He was good. He kicked. He had a great year.
Tyus is not bad.
Gary Trent Jr. That's another one. People are monitoring him.
He's a shooter.
Yep. Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a net and then was a Laker for a little bit last year.
Like I don't like Dinwiddie
on this roster. The motion offense. No.
He's a me. Yeah, ISO.
I'm good off him.
Isaac Okoro's a restricted free agent from Cleveland.
He was in the draft class with Wiseman.
He could defend his ass off, that's for sure.
Gordon Hayward, not do anything for you?
I know you talked about Gordon Hayward as a veteran.
I actually like Gordon Hayward. As a player off the bench in the 9-8-9 man role, you're starting him occasionally when there's like everyone's sitting out.
I could be talked into that. I'm not mad at that.
You could do a lot worse than him.
I actually thought OKC underutilized him.
I agree with you.
He's
a vet. Yeah, he's nice.
No doubt.
Not as a starter making $50 million. He's just a vet.
Yeah, let's see. We got Seth Curry is available. Get another Curry brother in there.
I actually would be into that.
Yeah. Robert Covington. Maybe a few years ago.
Come see Bronny and LeBron versus Seth and Steph.
That's actually kind of it. That would be an interesting dynamic. The Bronze versus the Currys.
I should be a part of the NBA marketing team.
Spadoni just pointed out to me Lonnie Walker is available.
We all know the Warriors when it comes back to Seth Curry. And I ain't mad at Seth Curry. I like Seth Curry a lot. That's my guy. But we all know the Warriors, the last thing they need is another small card. Come on.
Can never have enough of them.
Cameron Payne still available?
I'm imagining a Pods at the five lineup. We would have Pods at the five. We'll bring back Brad Wanamaker. He'll play the four. Ooh. And then we just brought back Nico Mannion, so he'll play the three.
You run a full court press?
Seth Curry at the two and Steph at the one.
And you run a full court press?
All day.
All day?
Five out.
Patrick Beverly's still out there, guys. Pat Bev.
By the way, next year could be ours.
Pat Bev. The Pat Bev podcast. If you look this up on Twitter, I saw
imagine
this.
That podcast crossover.
No, all the shenanigans are going on Twitter over the weekend. The Pat Bev pod. If you guys look this up in the back, he reported he's either going to sign, I think, a veteran exception. Go look at Pat Bev. I swear to God, or a massive deal with some team in Europe.
How long?
A mega deal.
How long would it last, Draymond and Pat Bev at practice?
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of podcasts, I did see the Kevin Garnett showing Paul Pierce the Edwin Diaz walk-in.
It was pretty sick.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Lie.
The Paul Pierce.
Can we pull that sound for later in the show?
The Paul Pierce Kevin Garnett podcast is kind of interesting.
The highlights are good.
They are. They're not bad. They're not bad. But when you look this up, this tweet with Pat Bev is pretty funny. Yeah, no, KG's out of his mind.
Yeah, KG is out of his mind.
JK's training videos look good. Well, I saw the training video. They sit out there for Klay Thompson, and they're roasting him.
What happened with
Klay? I don't know. Let's go to Richard Fremont real quick. Richard Fremont, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Rich?
I like to switch up, man. You guys are looking good.
Hey, man, I can get used to this. I can get used
it's
to sleeping until 7
up
o'clock.
My flow. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I love the flow. Don't listen to Shasky. I'm in my lane, baby. I don't have to drive 100 miles an hour down 280 no more.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. I had a good time with you brothers out at the summit, man. That was great.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. I'm with the rest of the fan base, man. We don't need to move any pieces right now. We got a nice selection of core people. Yeah, we lost Clay. We understand all that. But the pickups they got, I think, are really good. The producer was running off some names. Here's a name he probably didn't think of. And I thought he was still available. Mm-hmm. Cam Johnson. I believe he's still available.
Under contract. He's under contract with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
But he did say,
Okay,
yeah, but Rich, he did say.
There was talk that they weren't going to renew him, that they were going to ship him off.
Yeah. Nah, he may get moved, but he's got the money contract. Cam Johnson's an interesting name, though. 3D guy, young player. I'm not mad at that, Rich. But you're out on trading all these young assets for marketing.
No, I just don't think marketing is worth all that, man. Come on, we look up 2 years, we make that deal. 2 years from now, we're going to be kicking ourselves in the behind because we look and go, what were we thinking? Okay, and these guys go off and become stars someplace else. We've seen this movie before. No, absolutely not. I'm not doing that, guys.
I'm with you.
All right, Rich, I think we all agree here. 888-957-9570. But see, you know what? We've just gotten three calls here in the last 10 minutes about Joe Burbank, Phil, and Rich. They said they won't do the deal. But you look online, and people are saying, send the picks. So there's somebody out there who does want to do a deal like this.
I want to hear from that person.
888-957-9570. The Jazz, they want the bulk of the Warriors' young core. They want Moody. They want Kuminga. They want Podziemski. And I watched the Summer League last night, and the last two nights with the Warriors, and Pods was balling out, and TJD was doing his thing. And this Plowden kid, who we saw at the Cali Classic, Spadoni, Plowden's been balling in Vegas. Who the hell is he? He's going to be on some NBA roster this season.
He's plowing through the competition.
Oh, that's a three. That's a three. I laid that on the tee for you. Look at that. That's good stuff there.
Watching those Luke Kuminga highlights, he's not looking.
Dalton Kuminga?
Yeah, locally, I'm
Dalton
sorry.
Dalton Kuminga?
He's not looking that good. The Lakers are terrible.
What? You don't think he's looking that good?
He had 25 the other day.
Yeah, he looked
all right.
The rest of the team around him is horrible.
Yeah, remember Summer League? You're playing with a lot of guys who are selfish.
I thought he was going to be bigger. I don't
Summer
know why.
League, no, he looks pretty big on the court. Like I didn't know he can actually drive to the rack as much as he was trying to do because I think he's trying to work on some
of
his stuff.
Mid. He got the mid. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't Summer know. League, I Summer thought League, he would dominate.
Listen, Summer League has me thinking Kevin Knox has a future with the Warriors. I've always been a Kevin Knox fan. Always. Even Mark Jones on a broadcast in Torres Park. Mark Jones is like, you know, I still think there's something there with Kevin Knox. And in my head, I'm thinking, no, he might be right.
There's also a difference.
That's Summer League, though.
You get dimes from like guys you never heard of compared to Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Right. He's going to have a lot more open looks than he's been getting.
That's true. No, he will. Yeah, that's he will. True.
He will.
He was so good last year.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought he'd come in and kind of just dominate.
Dalton?
Yeah.
Pajemski was the same thing last year. Pajemski, when we watched it, I watched him in Sacramento. He looked horrible.
He was horrible in summer league. Horrible. And next thing you know, he's in a rotation a month into the season. So, did you find a Pat Bev tweet, by the way? Did you?
Well, there's a tweet. Yeah, I was trying to find sound, but I don't think there is sound.
There's no
sound
bite. Okay. No, it was a tweet. It was just a tweet. Yeah.
Here, let me pull it up.
You got to listen to this one, Shasky.
Right, meow.
We got Dalton Johnson coming up. Speaking to Dalton, he's coming up at 12:30 ABC Sports Bay Area.
Meow?
Right, meow. Yep,
right, meow, 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 meow. All right, meow, meow, meow. 888-957-9570. You're doing a deal for marketing? If you are, why? Do you believe in J.K. and Pods and Moody and their futures with the Golden State Warriors? Or do you know what? You just say, to hell with it. Let's go get Lowry Marketing. And what difference is marketing making if you do trade this young core? That's a lot for Lowry Marketing. That's a lot.
When was the last time anybody traded this many in the Bay Area, traded this many young players for a guy who's kind of more in his prime? Like, I know the Evan Longoria deal is one that comes to mind. The McCutcheon deal, it comes to mind. But Brian Reynolds and Christian Arroyo weren't in the actual bigs at the time. They were in the minor leagues, and it was one player, essentially. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. Spino.
Okay, so this was from the Pat Bev pod via the Barstool Podcast Network. I think they re-upped, by the way. Yeah. Developing. At PatBev21 is currently weighing his options between an NBA vet minimum contract and a, all caps, historic contract in Europe, money bag emoji. Yesterday at 11:45.
What does a historic bag look like?
Is that in euros? Is that in pounds? Where's he going?
I don't know.
Rupees?
Man.
He might. Saudi Arabian League.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.